We're visiting on the telephone today with Jackson Takich. Jackson is chief economist for Farmer Mac, a secondary market for agricultural loans, the Federal Agricultural Mortgage Corporation. Jackson, I wanted to visit with you about the results of a ag lender survey that you and the American Bankers Association conducted back in August. Talk about some of the results of that, what ag lenders were telling you at that time.
Well, thank you for having me, Ken. And it's really a lot of consistent information that we collected from ag lenders across the country. When you compare it back to prior years of the survey, they really remained focused on the fundamentals of the agricultural economy and farm businesses. So when you ask, what are your top concerns for the year? They're focused on liquidity, income, leverage, all those things that make a farmer's profitability, bottom line, and balance sheet bankable. So that makes a lot of sense to me when you think about where we are in the ag cycle. You look at the commodity price trends the last few years. I think the ag lender community is really laser focused on those things. That even though you've got this pandemic in the background, you've got a lot of weather conditions, tariffs, trade are creating uncertainty, they remain really centrally focused on the fundamentals.
Now, as we said, this survey was taken in August, and that was just ahead of the big increases we've seen in commodity prices. So how much do you think the attitudes have changed here in the last couple months?
Well, I think the short-term attitudes have probably improved a great deal because, you know, we've seen prices rally up to 20% in some grain commodities, maybe not so much in the protein sector, but certainly in the grain sector. A lot of the woes around lower commodity prices, so if we're talking $3 corn in August, we're talking $4 corn in November. So that's a big change, a big swing that maybe was unforeseen at the time of this survey. So that's going to cure a lot of the short-term issues. But when you look at the root causes of the commodity price improvements, they tend to be a little bit temporary. So the export demand is really coming from supply side issues and lower prices on our part. So how much can we count on that moving into 2021? That'll be sort of a question mark. And I think that's something that ag lenders will continue to circle around into the new year.
So how would you describe the situation, the ag credit situation, and maybe as we stand today?
Well, I think it's fairly healthy from a supply side. So lenders are out there trying to provide credit, provide capital, be that relationship lender that farmers and rural Americans need to maintain their capital levels. So I think that the availability of credit is strong, as well as the demand. So a lot of the lenders reported strong demand in the last 12 months, as well as continued expectations for strong demand in the next 12 months. So you got a good availability, you've got a relatively strong demand. So I think those two things are kind of meeting in the middle. In terms of loan performance, I think the infusion of cash from higher commodity prices combined with some of the government support programs, that should be supportive of the credit performance as well. So I think heading into the end of the year, the credit markets look relatively stable. In fact, a much more healthy position than maybe we would have expected 6 months ago.
Yeah, and you mentioned the government payments. Probably not going to see those in 2021. That was a big chunk of farm income this year.
Yeah, certainly it was a much higher level, absolute level, as well as relative level of total farm income that's likely to be experienced by the ag sector this year. You know, these are really countercyclical programs. You go back and you look at prior administrations when one color or a different color was in power in the White House versus in the Houses of Congress. You see a similar trend, no matter which color is in power in which seat of the government. When the farm economy has lower levels of income, you see greater levels of government support payments, and vice versa is true. So when farm incomes go up, you see that government support program payments come down. So that's true regardless of political regime. So I think that's something we expect to see in 2021. If the farm economy is healthy, if commodity prices hold and demand is strong into an economic recovery, I would expect naturally that those government support programs pull back. However, if the opposite is true, and the commodity prices recede, I expect there still to be support for the farming community through these similar government support. Because they'll be different. They're always different, you know, a new acronym or a new type of delivery mechanism. But there's a tremendous amount of support on both sides of the aisle for the ag and rural communities.
Okay, so you're saying you think there's the possibility that there could be more ad hoc payments next year?
Well, it's certainly a possibility. And again, it's really going to be dependent on the path of the farm economy. So commodity prices will dictate a lot of that, as well as trade policy and global economic conditions. So if the global economic recovery takes hold and we see really strong export demand and a resurgence in, or a continued level, higher level of commodity prices, you might not need additional support programs. So I think that's really going to dictate how much we see in government support in 2021.
And while this outlook for grain and soybean prices has improved, not so much for livestock and dairy there.
Yeah, I think dairy saw quite a bit of healing. So maybe not we're not all the way back to where we were at the beginning of the year, or late 19. But the prices have come back considerably, and demand remains high despite some of the disruptions in where we consume and how we consume dairy products. Cattle markets still are a little bit weaker. I mean, the hog markets have come back considerably. So good, strong export demand, some supply disruptions in Europe, and some resurgence in supplies in China are at play there. But certainly the cattle markets are the laggard in the protein sector. And I think that has a lot to do with the processing slowdowns during the summer months. So as we start to heal that, we start to get some of the backlog of cattle through the processing cycle. I think we should see some healing in the cattle markets into 2021.
Anything else in this survey kind of hidden in there that you found interesting?
Well, certainly on the land value side, there was a widespread sentiment that the land values in 20 were very stable. So despite some disruptions to how land markets transact and, you know, the auction markets, all those kind of things, maybe some disruptions in commodity price to lower commodity prices, land markets were relatively stable. So land values held their value. There was some expectation that 2021 might see lower land values. However, I think that was a function of the commodity prices. With higher commodity prices and lower interest rates, I think that might be a different story today. If you were to resurvey ag lenders today with a different commodity market, maybe the land value expectations for 21 might be a little bit higher. I also think it's interesting to look at how supportive ag lenders are of, you know, we talked about the credit markets. We ask what percentage of your loan applications do you expect to approve in the next 12 months? 90% was the number. So ag lenders on average expect to approve 90% of their next 12-month applications, which I think speaks volumes about ag lenders being there for their customers and understanding these cycles in agriculture.
Well, finally, Jackson, I might just have you summarize and give me your thoughts on the outlook for the next year, 2021, in the farm economy.
Well, 2021 is certainly going to start off very strong. So the commodity markets look to hold into the early part of the year. So new crop should be able to be priced at fairly profitable levels. So I think we're going to start off strong in 2021. From there, things get a little bit murkier. So we'll see what happens with the trade policies. A new administration might be advantageous to trade policy as well as a weaker dollar. And both of those things are very supportive of the commodity markets. So, you know, early part of the year, I think we're heading into the year with in a good position. The mid part of the year, we'll start to see how some of the new policies start to take shape. And I think we're all going to be looking at the path of coronavirus, COVID-19, as how that's going to dictate the overall health of the economy. So it's all interconnected. I think 2021 starts off strong, and then we'll have to see from there.